This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Contact tracing is a core disease control measure. When someone tests positive, a contact tracer will ask the infected patient for telephone numbers of people who may have been around them. That way, those contacts can isolate as well. Critics say South Florida has too few tracers. Others say they're not asking enough questions. WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia reports on gaps in the program.
Governor Ron DeSantis says one problem with contact tracing is that some infected people aren't helping.
The younger folks aren't cooperating with contact tracers, and so when they're trying to call, they're just not getting a lot of support.
Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease expert at Florida International University. Here she brings up another problem on CNN.
Our contact tracing questionnaire doesn't give us the finesse to identify exactly many of the original sources of disease because they're not even part of the questionnaire.
State Representative Chevron Jones has COVID-19. He says a Broward County tracer called him last week and used that questionnaire.
And her phone dropped, and I haven't heard from her since Thursday.
According to state data, more than 84,000 Florida residents who have COVID-19 have not been contacted.
I would hope that our goal would never be to give up. If you have COVID in your community, that's literally people's lives.
That's Dr. Candace Chen, a professor at George Washington University. She worked on a model that helps states and counties figure out how many contact tracers they need. She says Florida just has some work to do, like hire more contact tracers and get quicker test results. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.